Chapter 6 Going Home. Hello, Alex. How are you today?
I'm feeling fine. I've never felt better.
I'm still in the hospital, but I'm going home tomorrow.
Just a second while I have a little dance.
I danced for a long time, and I'm not even out of breath.
It has been 6 weeks since my operation, and I'm finally going home. Today is the first day of my new life. The operation worked. It was a success. I'm running, jumping, dancing. I can do it all.
Mum and Dad don't argue as much, and Mum's stomach is getting bigger, so now I can see you growing.
I was not allowed to watch Dr. Bryce's press conference on TV. Mum and Dad watched it, but they wouldn't tell me what happened. The nurses wouldn't tell me either. This Saturday, I'm going to speak at a second press conference with Mum and Dad. Maybe the media will go away after that. I'm still taking my anti-rejection drugs. One injection every day. They hurt a bit, but it gets easier each time. At the beginning, I was a little frightened, but now it's okay. I eat better now than before my operation. Salads, vegetables, and fruit. I want to look after my new heart. I haven't spoken to Marlon since I read the story in the Daily Press. I know that he told the newspapers, but I don't know why. I'm angry with him, but I'll see what happens when I get home. I might forgive him, but I won't forget what he's done. I hope Marlon enjoys the money his family were paid for my story. We were almost home. There was just one more road and one more corner to turn before we arrived. But when we got there, I could see crowds of people in front of our house.
"Are all those people waiting for us?" I asked.
Mum nodded.
"When we get out," she said, "go straight to the front door and don't say a word to anyone."
The crowd came running when they saw our car. They were all around us and the car could not move. Their mouths were opening and closing and they were pointing cameras at us. I was very frightened.
"Cameron, can we? Cameron, how do you? Cameron, what will you?"
They were hitting the car windows and shouting questions at me from all directions. Two police officers fought their way through the crowds to the side of our car.
"Mr. and Mrs. Kelsey?"
"Yes," said Dad. More police officers arrived and made a circle round the car. When Dad finally stopped the car, we all sat without moving. Nobody wanted to get out first. A police officer knocked on the front car window.
"I'm Sergeant Dexter. Please get out of your car now. We'll take you to your front door."
Dad looked at the crowd and turned to Mum. "Maybe we should stay in a hotel or with your mum for a while."
"No, this is our house. I want Cameron, all of us, to get back to a normal life as soon as possible."
"But this isn't normal," Dad said. The moment we got out of the car, I could hear people screaming at me.
"Cameron, how do you feel? Cameron, what's it like to have a pig's heart? How long will you live now? Cameron?"
The police walked us towards our house, keeping us in the middle. For the first time since my operation, I could hear the sound of my blood moving in my ears. I took a deep breath and then another one as Dad tried to open the door.
"Come on, Cameron. Breathe in. Breathe out."
We all got inside the house and Dad shut the front door. The phone was ringing, but nobody moved or said a word. Finally, Mum answered the phone. Hello? No, we're not interested. Goodbye. She put the phone down, but immediately it started ringing again. Mum picked it up. No, he won't, she said. Bye. She put the phone down hard and then pulled it out of the wall. Sergeant Dexter's walkie-talkie, his special police phone, started to make a noise. He pulled the walkie-talkie off his chest and talked to another police officer through it. Then he turned to me. We've got a boy outside who says he's your best friend. His name's Marlon Piercy. Should we let him in? I really wanted to see Marlon, but all I could think about was the front page of the Daily Press. Marlon broke his promise to me. I'm tired, I lied. I'll see him at school on Monday. Of course, Mum smiled. Get some rest. Tomorrow's going to be a long day. I knew that Mum and Dad were watching as I ran quickly up to my room without stopping.